Okay, let's see if I can do it this time. Welcome to When the Kids Go Down. My name is Ari Thomas. I have recorded this many times before, but the thing was, my timeline was all messed up. So that is why I couldn't get it to upload, because something wasn't right, and the universe is telling me, just do it over again. So that's what we're doing. We're doing it all over again. If you don't know who I am, I'm a mom of two, stay-at-home mom of two in Texas. Hopefully that changes soon because we are not loving our Texas life at the moment. I think I'm ready to dive right in. But before I do want to give a little bit of an intro into what this episode is. I'm going to be talking about my broadcast history and why I want to start a podcast. I don't think that you need to justify anything that you want to do in your life. Even if you have like a new thought, something you want to try, I think you should try it. And then if it doesn't work out or if it's not what you thought it was, then there's no shame in just leaving that because it wasn't for you. I don't ever think that you should really explain yourself, but I wanted to give like a history of my broadcast history because I think it's important to who I am as a person and why we're here. But before I start all of this, a key moment of my life that led to this was getting laid off, and that was 2 years ago. So 2 years ago, I got laid off of a job that I had been working for for 4 years already. And before that, I was a bartender and a barista. And I was doing those both simultaneously. And then I also started working at this job with my husband. And so I was baristaing at the graveyard shift early in the morning. And then I would do the other job that I ended up quitting my barista and bartending job for during the day. And then I would leave that job early and then go bartend at night. The main reason that I even like started working here is because my husband, boyfriend at the or fiance at the time, wanted me to quit working two jobs and go to work one job. But then I started working three jobs. And then I just worked in that one job for 4 years until I got laid off because of COVID. Felt abrupt because I got like no warning. But I did get an intuitive warning, if that makes sense. So, all right, so let's go to June 2021. June 2021, I have my son, my firstborn. Then I go on my maternity leave unpaid, and I realize, oh, shoot, I have to go back to work to make this work. And then I get COVID, and then we end up staying an extra, like, 2.5 weeks at home until we're cleared. It was very fresh COVID, so it's not like now where it's kind of like, 3 days and then you get to go back to work or just wear a mask and go back to work. It was very fresh. No one really, you know, knew. And my son had it. We all had it. So I stayed home until we were clear. And then I was able to take my son to work with me. He had his own room there and we were there for a few months. And I was still wearing my postpartum jeans when I got laid off. I did have, like I said, I had this intuitive thought. I was getting into the shower and I hit a wall. Like, it felt like I ran into a wall, but I didn't. I was, like, literally just walking to the shower. And I stopped walking, and I got, like, this thought in my head. And it was, like, today's your last day of work. And I said, okay. And then I got to work, and there was a meeting. And then I came home, and the very first thing that I did was start podcasting. I plugged in a mic that I had bought in 2019. And I just started talking about what happened, just like kind of journaling, but out loud to myself and with my kiddo, just to get it off my chest, to process and to think things through. But my point in saying that is that it's the first thing that I instinctively just did. And so that was 2022. So now I'm going to take you back to the 2010s when I was in school and I was taking this nursing class that I hated. We had a career curriculum class that was like mandatory. I did not pick. And so I was placed into this nursing class. It was a 2-hour class and I was miserable. I would often skip one period by missing the bus and then getting on to the next bus in order to make it to the second half of class so that I wouldn't be like true. What do you call that? So that I would get counted, but I hated it, but I passed it. So because I passed it, I was put in the second part of that class and an extra like science class that had all of this added, I don't know, it had a bunch of added extra shiz to it. And I didn't want to do any of it because it just wasn't my forte. It's not something that I would enjoy and I didn't want to do it. So I talked to the principal the first day because it was still early enough to get things switched around. And so I didn't really have an option of choosing anymore. I just had an option of being either like placed into what was available so that I can get into a class the next day. And the next day I get put into this class. I head over to the career part of the school, and I am in broadcast, and I had loads of fun. So we got to record like fake news montages, not montages, but like fake newscast and fake interviews of sports, whatever. And we also like did real stuff where I would interview kids from little elementary schools, film bonfires and pep rallies, and just a lot of sporting events around the school that we would get to like cut for and go film. And it was a lot of fun. We were also out filming a lot in the early mornings, which is great because I'm 15% of the population, which means I'm a morning person. And I honestly thought that I would be an anchor for the graveyard shift, like a 2 a.m. or 4 a.m. person, just because did not bother me one bit. But I learned that it's kind of hard to get your way up to the front, and you have to go to like school. And I couldn't go to school right after high school because of personal reasons, meaning I had to get the fuck out of my house, which for me looked like getting a job immediately and saving up to get the F out. And having a job was part of getting the F out. So now I've graduated 2012, graduated early, so I'm at work when everyone else is kind of still at school. And I have a friend ask me if I've heard of podcast, and I was like, no, please do tell. And she said, well, it's an app on your phone if you have an iPhone, which it's just this little purple app. And I clicked on it, and she introduced me to Night Vale, which was like a spooky town podcast. It was like a radio show, but it was like set in this spooky town, and it was fun. I like listening to it. It was like escapism. Like at work, I could just listen to it, and you're just in like this news show, but you're in a different spooky town. I don't know. I am explaining it enough. I'm over explaining it, actually. I listened to that, and then I would also listen to the BBC News podcast because I just wanted to hear something. I just wanted to hear people talking. I just wanted to be like a part of some community. Plus the accents. I love the accent. And then I would listen to What the Fuck with Marc Maron. That was an OG podcast. That podcast has been around since like 2010, maybe even like sooner than that. It's just like, podcasting weren't like super big back then. So I would listen to basically anything that I could, just to have something to listen to in the mornings, like when I got ready, just background stuff. I just love to have it on. And it was one of the first things that I like actually thought I could make a hobby or a career of. I just thought like, this is so much fun. Like I gotta find a way to do this myself. And I was addicted to podcast. Like I'm not addicted to podcasts, but like addicted to finding new podcasts and listening to new things. And I would give anything a try or a listen. Like there was a point where I really didn't listen to a lot of music. I would just listen to podcasts all day. But I started working as a barista, and then I just listened to podcasts on the side. And it wasn't until I think 2000, it was 2019, where I said F it and I bought a mic off Amazon. But then I ended up moving back in with my parents in 2020 with my husband to help my mom go through some medical issues and save for a home because our apartment was actually going to charge us like triple the rate that we moved in at. And it was a 600 square foot apartment in a not so great location. So for them to start charging us triple base was insane, pure insanity. Plus, that apartment had like tried to evict us so many times based on like false paperwork that they had. Like they would say, your lease is up and it's been up and you didn't re-sign. And then it would be like, oh no, my bad, that wasn't you. But they would not even like have told us that. They would just be like, final notice, eviction. And I would have to go into the office and figure out what the hell was going on. And they always were on the defense. Like, I would get these notices and then show up, and then they would be like, well, you should have done this payment, or well, you need to have spoken to us earlier before you got the notice. And I'm like, ma'am, Miss Lady, I did not get any notices. I got a you're gone notice. So we were like, we gotta get out of here. Our money is just going down the tube at this point. So 2020 happened, bought a home, started working, had the baby. Just everything was kind of like go, go, go for a very long time in my life. And I wish I had slowed down. I wish I had slowed down. Like at 21 or 20, I wish I had gotten out, but traveled or something. I don't know. I just wish I had slowed down, but I don't change anything about my path because my path is my path and I know what I know now because of it. But as many people do, we look into like what our career, I was always obsessed with that too. It's like looking into like what career would fit me best or like taking quizzes on Quora or whatever and or quiz, what is that quiz website? It's literally like quiz.com and finding quizzes that would like help me determine what career would best suit me. And I always thought it'd be something with journalism or writing, especially writing. I thought something along those lines. And I got into looking at my birth chart and I heard about the midheaven. So your midheaven is your 10th house. On your birth chart wheel, it'll say MC or X for like 10th house. And that is where you like look for your career. But there's so much more that goes into that. But I am a Gemini midheaven and it has to do with communication. And then specifically something to do with like my Venus, my rising, and the tie to my moon or something. I wish I had written all this down. I have all of it like saved on my phone, on videos that I've saved or articles that I've clipped. They're just not organized because I'm not very organized. But they all centered back around to communication. This person is a good communicator. This person is a influence to other people. Uses their words and uses their voice to advocate for others, to talk about and stuff that they learned and to spread like insight. And I've always known that I've had a little bit of like an influential personality because everywhere I've gone, things have shifted for like in a health sense. Because I had a gallbladder attack when I was 21, and then I completely shifted my eating habits and my lifestyle. Because I didn't have insurance, they basically stabilized me and were like, you know, we can stabilize you and schedule a surgery. You can meet with this doctor and get it scheduled or get another X-ray, just all that. And I was like, well, I don't have the money for that. Clearly, you know that because you're stabilizing me instead of helping me get this thing out of me. And by the way, what stabilizing means is giving me broth. I was in the hospital for 3 days until I could be in less pain and sit up straight, and I just had broth. And it wasn't even like, it was like vegetable broth. There were so many things that I couldn't eat. They gave me a list of foods that I could and couldn't eat, and I could basically have broth and water and not even like too much of that. I had to like ease into everything. Blueberries were like too acidic. Like so much stuff was like so acidic that I couldn't eat it until I had basically like broth and plain boiled chicken for like 4 weeks, and then I could ease up into eating a fucking strawberry. So that's what I did. And then I completely changed my eating habits, and I actually got rid of the gallstones on my own just by a shift in lifestyle and diet. And so everywhere I went, I was like, you guys have to get on this because I literally changed my body inside and I was obsessed. So I've always known that there's something with the way I communicate and influence. But obviously, I didn't want to be a barista bartender for the next 50 years of my life. There's also this thing called human design, and it looks like a oh my God, chakra? You know what I'm talking about? Like in, oh my God, like it's like the meditative person, and then it has like the different chakras. It's like that. My throat one is lit up. That one is like my son's Bex, his gut is lit up, and he is like highly intuitive. He's also a Pisces moon and a Pisces sun. So I feel like that dude has gut feelings. He just has like a hot, high intuition. And for myself, it's always been like my throat has been lit up in the human design chart. There's also something called matrix destiny. And again, these same aspects of communication kept coming back. And anytime I would see, like, you know, if you have a 10th house Gemini with a Leo sun or something, it was always like, it just always tied back to communication. And they're like, this person may enjoy podcasting. And I'm like, okay, I've had enough signs. Let me just sit down and do it. Plus, it's an interest of mine. It's something that I actually like doing. It's like that confirmation bias almost, where if I'm like, I keep getting drawn to this color, and then I do my color analysis, and this is my color. Like, why not wear the fucking color? So that's what I'm doing. But obviously, it's been 2 years. I didn't start immediately. I had to go through a depressive grieving stage of losing my job, trying to figure out how would I make this work at home with my son? Because I was not going to leave him to go work, and I just there was too much I had to figure out. So I had to take some time to get in my feels and figure out what life meant for me. And then I decided to, I was very scared of starting on my own, which I shouldn't have been, but I was. I didn't trust myself fully, and I was postpartum, you know, all these emotions, first baby. I also hid being unemployed for a little bit because I hid it from like my parents and my in-laws. I didn't tell anyone for a very long time because I didn't really have another plan, and it was happened all of a sudden, and I did not want to leave my son, and that was not going to be like an option for me, and I knew that would not be well received. So I protected my peace and also had to do a lot of inner work. And like sometimes things just happen where you're going to be sad and you have to let yourself feel that. And so that's what I did. And then I was too scared to start on my own. And I had a conversation with a friend, ex-coworker. I had a conversation with an ex-coworker who came by the house to talk. And we got to talking. And my husband said that was a nice conversation. Even, but also he hadn't probably not heard me speak to anyone other than him in a few months or a baby. So he was like, you should start a podcast with this person. And I was like, should I? So I brought the idea up to this person and they were down for it. So I thought, great, like I have someone to ease in the water with me and I won't feel so freaked out, so lonely. I'll have someone to help work on it and it'll be like a little teamwork thing. It'll be nice, whatever. Was not the case. Didn't work out, obviously. And I ended up breaking that off. And then I was like, I'm gonna go solo. I kind of felt like more confident. I felt like I knew what I wanted to do more. I knew how to do it. We had hiccups with equipment and I figured it out, like everything and how I wanted it to go. And so I went on my own and then I started to get like in my head. I started to get in my feels again. And then I found out that I was also struggling because I was pregnant again. And my mental health started to plummet, and my physical health, I just got so sick, and it was a lot for my body and mind. And so I decided to take a break, and then that break in turned into the entire pregnancy. And now here we are. I think he's 8 months, 8 months postpartum plus the pregnancy. So over a year later, and I'm just starting again because I feel ready again, and like I want to give this a shot. Mentally, I went through a lot during this pregnancy, and I needed to go through a bunch of internal struggles to be the person that I am now, and I'm so thankful for everything that I've gone through. But I had a really, really rough time because I think I just physically, you're going to be sick. At least I know I am in pregnancy for the first 3 months. I'm going to be sick. And then stuff happened in my personal life that knocked me down, and I decided to branch out on my own. That brings me to the name of this podcast. When the Kids Go Down isn't a parenting podcast. It's about that time from clocking out of work and after bedtime, after dinner time, when you have time to kind of like be yourself again. But then who the fuck are we without our kids? Because you forget, because pregnancy brain and then just life. And that can happen without kids. I think you just get so stuck in this version of you at work, and sometimes we have to put on different masks for different people. Not that we're hiding ourselves, it's just, you know, it's work. There's conflict. There's protecting your peace. So you can protect your peace so much that when you get home, you don't have any peace because you can't be at peace with yourself because you don't know who you are. And so you have all these racing thoughts. And suddenly you're just sitting there more anxious than when you were at work with the people who give you anxiety because you're alone and you have to process all this and you have to some way find a way to also enjoy your time before you have to go back to the place that you dread and then do the things that give you anxiety and then come home to what? To have more anxiety. So I want to talk about all the things that bring us joy. That could be books or pop culture sometimes. I'm not very good at that because I don't pay a lot of attention to that. Hobbies that we have, crafting, fuck it. I said crafting, fuck it like that, but horror stories, dating stories, things that make us laugh, movies, what, babe? Fashion. trends, whatever. Have people on and we can talk about all this stuff too. I just want to have fun. I just want to talk about the things that make us laugh, that can reconnect us to who we are. And I also want to talk about like how to get reconnected with yourself, because that's something that I feel like I really made a science out of, especially after being postpartum and kind of feeling like I was hitting rock bottom. And little did I know that I actually wouldn't yet. Maybe I have it entirely. Mika's dancing to monster sounds, or he's dancing to the Spooky Skeletons song. He's not over Halloween. So that's what the podcast is about. I hope you come back next week, and I hope you stay. And please share if you liked any of this. It would mean a lot to me if you shared it, texted it to a friend, posted it to your story, talked about it. Thank you. I will see you next Thursday. Bye.